Greetings, welcome back to another ongoing series of Shulchan Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Kretot Daf Yod Amud Bet, about to take a look at the next passage in Mishnah Dalet, in this the second parak. Eilevi'in Korban Olev V'Yored. The following are those people who bring the Korban Olev V'Yored, which means a Korban which fluctuates in its value based on the means of the penitent who's bringing it. Al Shmiat Kol, Rabbi Tuis Fatava, Tumat Mikdash V'Korashav. Those four are all together, four or three, depending on how you count them, are all found in Vayikra He, in the first few Psukim. Vahayoledet, in Vayikra Yudbet, and Matsorah in Vayikra Yodawad, who are given dispensations for poverty. Now, Tana Rabbanan, Yesh Mivi B'Dalut V'Ashirut. It's a little misleading, the form of this Braita, but some people bring in dalut, which means poverty, and ashrut, wealth. V'yesh mevi b'dalut. Some people bring in poverty. Yesh mevi b'dalut delei dalut. Some people could bring in extreme poverty. What's misleading about that is that if we're talking about different kinds of sins, then all of them, of course, bring ba'ashirut if they're wealthy and they just have dispensations. So yoledet mevi'a b'dalut va'ashirut, meaning a yoledet brings a regular offering, bashirut, and if she's poor, she brings a dalut. We'll see what that is. Mitzorah mevi b'dalut. Same thing, so it should be dalut ashirut. Shmiyat ha-kol v'tisotem t'umam k'tash v'kodashav, the four that are in the Vayikra Hei, mevi b'dalut v'dalei dalut. They bring a regular korban, which should be a regular chatat. They be dalut, which is two birds, and dalei dalut, which is a mincha. Minchat chote. Tanya idach. Yesh mevi echad tachar echad. Yesh mevi shnaim tachar shnaim. Yesh mevi shnaim tachar echad. Yesh mevi echad tachar shnaim. And a typical Tanaitic epigram. Some people bring one in lieu of one as the replacement, one step down. Some people bring two in lieu of two. Some bring two in lieu of one and one in lieu of two. We'll see how that works out. Mikana talamed la'asirita ifa bipruta. And then there's a strange conclusion to that, which is that the asirita ifah, the tenth of an ifah of flour brought as the dalei dalut, is only it can be brought as for as little as a pruta. We'll see where that all comes from. Okay, let's see what these numbers are. You let it mevia achat tachat achat, pruta achat ve'of tachat keves mitzora. So a yoledet brings achat tachat achat. Sorry, pruta achat ve'of tachat keves. That's how it should be read. A yoledet, remember, is supposed to bring a keves le'ola and a bird l'chatat. She should bring a bird instead for the ola. That's one for one. A mitzora is shnei predin tachat shnei kvasim. Remember, a mitzora is supposed to bring three animals, asham, chatat, and ola. He could bring the chatat and ola, two, as birds instead of the animals. That's two for two. Which always go together. They would typically, if they were properly of wealth, would bring a lamb. If they can't, they bring two birds. So that's two for one. The first odd and off number switch. And then, what happens if they're even too poor to bring two birds? Then they bring the one grain offering in place of the two birds. So that's one for two. Okay, Ktani Mikana Talamed Asirita Ifa should be Pruta. The end of that bright had this odd line that you see that an Asirita Ifa could be a Pruta. Manawat, where'd that come from? The Tana Rabbanan. If a person says, I'm going to bring something worth a Sela to the Mizbeach as a Korban, this is part of the Sugyot at the end of Menachot that talk about what you're obligated to bring depending on your formulation of your donation. Mevi keves. The answer is you bring a keves. She'ein davar kar b'sela la keves. The only thing that's brought that's worth a sela is a keves. In other words, flour and things like that are going to be worth much less, and most of the animals are worth much more. Now, how do we know that it's a sela? Mimai. Mida amrachmana ayil asham b'kesef shkalim. We know that an el asham, a ram that's brought as an asham, has to be brought for two kesef. Kesef shkalim, and therefore michal de keves ben shana besela. So we somehow deduce that a keves, which is a yearling, as opposed to an ayal, which is a 2-year-old or within its second year, is brought for half that price, which is one sela. Midichtiv keves ben shnato, because the Torah goes out of its way to say it's keves of 1 year. Okay, good. Utanan, if you recall the Mishnah at the end of the first parak, in the story of Shem Gamliel, Amdu Kinin Bo Bayom Barivatayim. Ramanji, he got the price of the kinim, of a cane, to go down to 1/4 of a dinar, which means that the price of a lamb is a dinar zahav, meaning a selah, and this is 1/4 of a dinar kesef, which is 1/16th of a selah, which means that that the value of the cane is 1/16th of the value of a lamb. So the Torah allowed for someone to bring in the level of Dalut, the middle level, something worth 1/16th of the upper level. So it stands to reason, so it seems that the lowest level, the Mincha, should be 1/16th of the middle level. It should go down the same kind of increment. Which means, in kein Dalut kamahavye. So now you're gonna claim it's 48 prutot for a 1/4 of a dinar. That's true. A dinar is 192 prutot. If that's the case, then 1/16th of that is 3 prutot. So riva v'chama prita v'riva arba'im v'tmana b'riti. Chamishita sar kamahavye Dalut. So what's 1/16th of 48? Tlata priti. Uktani mikat talameva asiritai fahabe pruta. But the problem is, of course, that the Braita said, this is how we know that you bring a mincha for only 1 pruta, but according to the math we just did, you can't bring for any less than 3 prutot. My pruta, marta sirita fadali delutu, v'yamar chad mishit sari delutu dechashvin, and the gimel priti havin, it's 3 prutot. So the answer is, tanami yoledet yeli. If he's looking at yoledet, remember yoledet only brings 1 bird. Demacha prida acha tachat keves. Now, 1 bird is going to be half a cane, which means it's going to be not 48 prutot, but 24 prutot. V'chad min tlatin utrein de keves, which means it's 1/32nd of the value of a keves. V'ad kan dalei dalut kamahave, so how much dalei dalut? Chad mishita sar v'dalut, 1/16th, in other words, 1/16th of 24, which is half 48. So it's 1.5 prutot, not 1. So Amarava kula milta miyoledet yale. If he learns the entire thing from yoledet, not just using yoledet at the end. Since the Torah allowed you to bring 1/32nd. Of what you'd have to bring bashirut. In other words, you'd have to bring a lamb, and we allow you to bring 1 bird instead of that lamb, which is 1/32nd of that. Mahi yoledet, achichasachman alei, the dalei dalut, may have a chad min tlatin or train reg dalut. So it must be dalei dalut is 1/32nd of that. What's 1/32nd of 24? 3/4. Okay, riva de pruta, nechi riva de pruta have, so it's -1/4, minus 3/4 of a pruta. The answer is achinami, you're right, the math is 3/4 of a pruta. It's not nice to bring less than a full pruta to the mikdash. Okay, ma ben shivcha leven kol arayot, the next mishnah. So how is shivcha harufa different than all other arayot? Shivcha harufa has gotten all sorts of strange treatment so far. So now, shalosh avtala and loba onish for loba korban. It's not alike. Shekol arayot b'chatat. First of all, any other erva b'shogeg, you bring a chatat. Shivcha ba'asham. So this is asham shivcha harufa. Kol arayot, achara ish v'achara isha shavim makot v'korban. Any other case of arayot, the two participants bear the same liability, either korban or mitah or makot, whatever it may be. V'shivcha lo ishva lo aish la isha makot lo ishva aisha la ish b'korban. Only the man brings the korban, only the woman gets makot. We'll see about that. Kol arayot asa b'heret ha-me'areb gomer. In every other case of arayot, somebody who has any entry is as if he had gemar bia and completed the bia. V'chayav kol bia al-bia, and he's chayav for each independent bia, as we've seen. And in shivcha harufa, it's only gemar bia, and he's chayav only once for multiple biot. Zuchomer hechmir b'shivcha. So this is a chomer of shivcha. Shasa ba'ta mezid k'shogeg. The fact that you have to bring a korban for mezid is a chomra. In a sense, it's a chomra, because you have to bring on a korban. In a sense, it's a kula, because you get kaparat. Ezo shivcha. So now, what is a shivcha harufa? I mentioned in the earlier podcast, we define it. Kol shechetzia shivcha v'chetzia bat chorin. A half shivcha, half bat chorin. Simplest way that would happen is a man owns a shivcha. He dies. His two sons inherit. And one son frees his half. How do we know it's a half and half? Shenemar v'haftei lo niftata. She was redeemed, but not redeemed. Although the proper translation would be, she was indeed not redeemed. You can play it haftei lo niftata, and we'll see more in the Gemara about that. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says it's half and half. Meshmaru omer, zui shifcha v'adayit. It's a regular shifcha. As Rabbi Yaakov omer, he says, kol arayot before ashot v'shiur. Meaning that all of the arayot are already listed, except for this one. He said, Rabbi Yehuda must be right, because the only one left that's not mentioned is this half shivcha, half batchorin. That must be what shivcha harufa is. Alright, let's go back to the differences. How do we know that only she gets makot, and he doesn't get makot in shivcha harufa? The Tana Rabbanan. Bikoret tehiya. In the middle of the key pasuk about shivcha harufa, it says bikoret tehiya, which literally means there should be an investigation into this case. But the way we learn it is melamed shehiloka. She gets makot. How do you get that? Yochoshne and lokin. I might think they both do. Tamalomar tehiya, but bikoret tehiya, and tehiya is in the feminine, of course, because bikoret is a feminine word, and therefore it's only she. Now hiloka v'huena loka. How do you know what the word bikorit has anything to do with makot? Yitzchak tehei bikaroi. Bikorit is, she should be, it's in like a notarikon of the word, tehei bikaroi, she should be one of those who is called. Kedetanya godol hadayanin makri sheni monesh l'shi omer haikau. The Mishnah in makot tells us that the head of the Beit Din cries out, makot, the second one counts, and the third one says to the gabbai who's hitting, hit. So she should be among the called. Rashi Omer, but bikur tihia. He says, no, bikur tihia, take it for the real word bikur, which means investigation. You have to investigate to see how many makot she can get. Remember, at the end of makot, we have to have a doctor check him out to form first to see how much she can get. Kanan ein omdin oto ela makot haruin lishtalation. It have to be a factor of three. Tana Rabbanan, bizman sheisha loka ha'ish mevi korban, ena isha loka, ena isha mevi korban. Another interesting halacha b'shivcha harufa. She gets makot, and he brings a korban. But if she's not going to get makot, for instance, she's underage, then he is not chayav a korban. Menalan, how do we know that? Amar Rava, dichtiv, ish ki ishka vet isha, shekotzar, shivcha nechaf et leish, vavtev, vatoch, v'shalu nitan la. That's the whole pasuk. Meaning, mechti aracha b'ish kamishto yikra. Till now, the pasuk is talking from the man's perspective. So let it first say his korban, then her makot. Why did it put her makot in the middle? Hakamar im bikoratiya he, meaning if she gets makot and vita shemol Hashem, then he brings a korban. Vim lo tiya bikorat, if there is no bikorat, because she can't get makot for one reason or another, lo yavihu et hashemol, then he does not bring a korban. So, Emahu Ma'ate Kra. Okay, we know that he doesn't get Makot because Bikorat Tihia. Avali Tilkimateti Korban. Maybe she should get Makot Owa and also have to bring the Korban. The answer is Veheviat Ashamol Hashem Ktiv. It says he has to bring his Asham. She doesn't have to bring Asham. It's, Asham is his, Makot are hers. He says you're only Chayev if the Shifcha. Somebody who'd already had relations, meaning she's already connected to somebody and is already married. Or had relations. Shinamari shifcha nechrefet liish, because he says the word nechrefet means somebody who's been altered by a man. My mashman I nechrefet liish to the shanuye. Who, how do I know nechrefet means something that's been physically changed, its physical makeup has been changed? Dichtiv, and this is when Yonatan and Achimatz run to go tell David what's happening in the city when Avshalom's taking over, and the people are running after them, so they go into the town, and they go into the well, and the woman hides them by putting some grain over them. It says, Vatishtach alav harifot. Harifot are grain that are ground up barley, and so it's like harifot and nechrefet, the hay and chet, in a typical Galilean way, kind of mixed. Vibayit ema im tichtosh ha'evil b'machtesh b'toch harifot ba'eli. So again, it's talking about grinding grain and harifot again, with a cleaver. And so therefore, it's something that's changed. So this woman's been changed. Now, in the pasuk in Ezra about getting rid of the foreign women, vayitnu yadam lahotzin ha'shem va'ashemim el tzon al hashmatam. They brought a korban asham. So I'm Rav Chista, but I'm Echkulam Shifchot Harufot Balu. So evidently, all the people who brought that korban are people who had relations with a Shifchot Harufot. Okay, the Mishnah said, Ezo Shifcha Harufa, what is it? Tarabaran, V'yaftei, and this bright the parallels and expands our Mishnah. Yachol Kulam, I think she made entirely free. Tamalom Lo Niftata. She wasn't redeemed. Yachol oniftat, I think she's not redeemed at all. Tamadom rafte. Haketzad. Ptuyah, reino ptuyah. This is like Rabbi Yehuda that we saw. She's redeemed or not redeemed. Chetzah shivcha v'chetzivat chorin. Umereset levet ivri. But now, this is to Rabbi Kiva. He adds in that she is betrothed to an evet ivri. Remember, an evet ivri, if he's married, when he comes in, can be given a shivcha kani. The shivcha is half freed. Rabbi Shmuel, remember Shivcha Knanit HaKatu Medaber, she's 100% Shivcha Knanit, as we saw in the Mishnah, and he agrees in where I said Levit Ivri, her man is an Evet Ivri. So how does Rabbi Shmuel explain that odd phrase of Tei Lo Niftata? As Rabbi Shmuel says everywhere, the Torah uses regular rhetoric. Rabbi Lozman Azari Omer, call Arayot for Rosh Shotlan. He says what Rabbi Lozman Yaakov said in the Mishnah, Mishri Yalano Chetzah Shevcha V'Chetzah V'Chorin, she's the only one left. Umereset levet ivri. Again, he agrees it's an evet ivri. We'll see why they all insist that it's an evet ivri. Acherim omrim lo yumtu ki lo chupasha. They're not killed because she wasn't freed. What does that mean? B'shivcha knanit takatu medaber. 100% shivcha knanit. Umereset levet knani. We'll see why he thinks it's an evet knani who's her husband. Okay, that's the brighta. Now, the Rabbi Shmuel bistum after lo niftata k'ritani. We understand why he says after lo niftata is not an issue. Tiratu yarak is from an adam. Tanu esed levet ivri menalan. How does he know it's an evet ivri? The answer is dichtiv ki lo chupasha. She was not freed. Michlal duhu chupash, indicating that he is a free man. Rabbi Azariah behind Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Azariah in the brighta is the same as Rabbi Kiva. Half evet, half shivcha, half bat chorin, married to an evet ivri. The answer is the Bishmuel Kamar. He was responding to Bishmuel and saying that the Diba Alma Kavatich Svirole. Normally I agree with you in studying rhetoric. I disagree with our colleague Rabbi Kiva. And Diba Torah Kushom Adam. But Vahachashani, here I have to agree with Rabbi Kiva. Why? Mechtik Tivle Kraki Lo Chupasha had already said she's not freed. For Afdelo Niftata Lamali, why does it say Afdelo Niftata? In other words, she was redeemed, wasn't redeemed. Shvamina lahachiyata, it must be lachetzi shivcha chetzi vat chorin. Now, lacherim bishlam after the niftata, kasavi dibratorikul shabane adam. Lacherim, who say she's a full shivcha, we understand after the niftata. How do they have a knani menalan? How do they know it's an evet knani she's married to? Amakra, kilo chupasha. Now, kilo chupasha is extra, because they understand haftelo niftata is meant she wasn't redeemed at all. She's a full shivcha. Kilo chupasha is extra. It must be referring to him, not to her, who wasn't freed. Okay. Kol arayot, achad gadol, achad katan. This is now to distinguish from shivcha. Katan patur. Meaning, if one partner is adult and one partner is a minor, the minor is patur. Echad er, echad yashen. If one's awake and one's asleep, yashen patur. The sleeping one is patur. Achad shogeg v'achad mezid, so shogeg b'chatat mezid b'karet. In other words, we treat each person separately, differently, as opposed to shivcha harufa. Let's see how that plays out. Hacha chayav katan. What in shivcha harufa, a katan is chayav. So miyud achikatan, koriyot achad gadol achad katan, katan patur v'gadol chayav. What we're saying is, in the case of arayot, if there's a gadol and a katan, the gadol is still chayav. Hacha gadol nami patur. But here the gadol is also patur maitama, the maksha nadadi, because we said, if she doesn't get makud, he doesn't bring a korban. So therefore, since she's a ktana, he's patur. Same question. Do we think that in the case of shivcha harufa, the sleeping partner is chayav? Again, the same thing. The one who's awake is chayav. Here, even the awake one is patur. My time again. If she's patura, I'm patura. Tani tana kamedu avsheshet. So he said the following odd thing. Asu gomer kimeare. And without context, he said they made somebody who does gemar bia like somebody who just enters, mitkaven she mitkaven with intent, like with somebody without intent. Kedarka shelo kedarka, having bia kedarka and anal sex the same. Neor ki ashen, asleep and awake, awake and asleep the same. That was the brayta, very strange epigram. Amar and my comrade Rav Sheshet said, "What are you talking about? Iba shivcha harufa ktani. If you're talking about a shivcha harufa, amayasu gomer kemaret." That's not true, because shivcha harufa, we say, you're only chayav if you have gemar bia, because gomer shivcha harufa mechayev, marelo mechayev, as we're going to see. V'tu mitkaven, she'enu mitkaven, how can you say intent and non-intent is the same? Imachavna mechayva. If she has intent, she's chayav, ilo mechayva. If not, not. Uchadarka, shalom kadarka nami, you can't compare the two. Kadarka, v'shivcha harufa mechayev, you're only chayav shivcha harufa for bia kadarka. V'shalom kadarka lo mechayev, maitama. That's also the reason for the Gemar Bia. Shichvat Zerektiv. It has to be Shichvat Zer, which there was really an ejaculation. So, my Neor Ki Hashem, and what do you do with that? If you're talking about other arayot, you're going to say gomer is kimyareh. It's the opposite. It should have said me'areh ki gomer. Gmar bi is the obvious one. So amale isme, so the Tana said, should I delete this bright? Amale lo, I'll save it. Hakitani, here's how we have to understand it. Asu gomer shalok kadarka v'shivcha charufa. If it's shivcha charufa, and you had full bia, gmar bia, but it was shalok kadarka, delo machayvi, and so therefore, you're not chayav. Kedarka, kimare kedarka. It's as if you had regular bia, but not gmar bia. The shechvat zerakti. Without shechvat zerat, they're not chayav. And mitkaven shalokadarka b'shivcha, if you had intent for the bia, but it was shalokadarka, dipturin, your patur ke'eno mitkaven, just like regular eno mitkaven. Deshichvat zeraktiv, again, shalokadarka is not, you're not chayv shivcha harufa. Ne'or, and by the way, in all the areas, that's not true. Ne'or shalokadarka, if you're awake and do shalokadarka b'shivcha, dipturin ki'ashen, you're asleep, you're patur, just like sleeping people. My time, again, shichvat zeraktiv. So therefore, if you have intent and you only do atchilat bia mi'areh in a shifcha, kasha'in mitkaven b'chol arayot, it's like no intent in arayot. You're pater. No intent for bia at all. Yashen kedarka ki yashen d'arayot. If you're yashen and it's kedarka, it's like yashen. Nearly the other case. So if you're totally awake, but it's shalok kedarka, it's like being asleep in the case of a chol arayot, where you're totally patur. Okay, very twisty epigram at the end. We'll pick it up with our study of the third parak in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.